Okay, let's see. Oh yeah, the state. It's begins with 10.
Ten?
Yeah, tennis.
Oh, it's going by 10 now.
Okay, I'm talking about the state where Nashville and Chattanooga are.
They're in Tennessee.
Yeah. Watch out, don't trip over that wire now.
I see it. You do chips.
Oh,
I thought you were sitting over there. Yeah. What you gonna
let me take your chair?
I'm gonna
give you a chair.
Well,
this is one of the hospital ladies.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Miss McIntyre, she got one like that.
Hmm. Hello. This is a nice thing to have.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Rita Ann, I call her name directly, and now Kate says she's going to take it with her. You know, she's going to college down here at
Carol.
Yes. Uh-huh.
She's going to take it, Rita Ann thing with her. You know where she can take a card of, you know, lessons or explain it to her.
Uh-huh.
I was like, well, that is nice.
Yeah, they're real interesting things. They've got a lot of uses.
Yeah,
we didn't have time for what we want.
Let's see now. I'll go ahead and rip through these.
All right.
If a person is in trouble, you would try to, what, him?
Help him.
Okay. Let's see. If you want to go to heaven, you have to follow the straight and?
Narrow path.
Okay. I'd like to help you, but I just?
Can't.
Another name for an automobile is a?
A car.
Okay. My mother might say to me, this man is your uncle and his wife is?
Your auntie.
Okay. Before birds lay their eggs, they build?
A nest.
Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at?
At seats.
Okay.
It's a desk.
Okay. Before a boy fights, he might clench both his?
As he draws up his fist.
Yeah. A small insect that bothers you in the summertime that stings and draws blood is?
Ants. Ants will bite you in the summertime. Mosquito.
Yeah, that's the one I'm after.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. The white things up in the sky that get dark before it rains are called?
Stars.
Well, now in the daytime. There's just
the sun.
Yeah, but the white things that get dark before it rains.
The clouds.
Yeah. Exactly what they are. Right now we're sitting inside your
house.
Okay. If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, you might say, I'm going to get my shotgun and get that.
And I kill that possum or whatever it is.
Well, now, if you didn't know what it was, is there one word you might use?
Jesus. I'm going to get that thing to catch my chicken.
Okay. Would you ever use the word vomit?
Get that bomber.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, now, what kind of thing might it be besides a possum?
Foxy chicken.
Uh-huh. So it'd be a fox. Uh-huh. A fox.
And these old things they use around the woodpile. Oh, I can't call them names, save my life. They're bad about catching your chicken. Weasel.
Uh-huh.
A weasel I get your chicken.
Have you ever used that word to refer to another person, vomit?
A weasel.
No, vomit.
Yeah, because a lot of people vomit.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that lives in the ocean and it grows to be about this long, and when you cook it, it curls over like that and it turns pink?
Are you talking about a crab?
No, this is different. This one doesn't have a shell like a crab. It's just a little sort of skinny thing, and it turns around like that. You know what I'm talking about? When you cook it, and it turns pink.
Yeah, I was trying to
think. Maybe, let me see if I can draw you a picture of it. I'm not an artist, but I'll give it a try.